A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So this just seems like it's the week for real life feuds, does it not? Because of course everyone is talking about that AEW nonsense and they go back into the past and it's all Bret Shawn or Goldberg, Chris Jericho. Although what nobody is mentioning is Arn Anderson versus Sid Justice, and you maybe want to insert that one into the conversation because it involved scissors, which is kind of ironic given everything with the Acclaim. The truth of the matter is though, is that when it does come to professional wrestling, you're always getting fallouts like this. Which is why it's also recently come out, although it's been long heavily rumoured anyway, Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle don't really like each other. Why? Here's why. Now this comes from an interview that Ariel Helwani did, and I saw it in the Wrestling Observer newsletter, so I want to make sure I get all my credits. And given the fact that right now Seth Rollins is feuding with Matthew Riddle, Ariel asked him about this, and these are the words that Seth Rollins said. As long as I've known the guy, I've never really liked his attitude. I've never really kind of liked the way he goes about his business. A lot of the ways that he sort of disrespected guys that were way above his pay grade when he was down in NXT, the Booker T's, the Goldbergs, the Brock Lesnar's. I'm just like, dude, pay your dues, work your way up. You're so good. He's so ultra talented in the ring, just like he was in the octagon. But that's never been his issue. His issue is his head, just getting himself mentally where he needs to be to consistently perform. He's trying to talk his way to the top, which I respect in some ways. But at the same time, you're gonna get there. Just work your way up the right way. I never really liked that. And sure, you can say, oh, it's a work, and maybe it is, but also, no, it's not a flipping work. Some things are just super duper real. I mean, that is so specific and it's so honed in, I just think it stands to reason that Seth doesn't like Matt, and Matt doesn't like Seth, because don't forget, here it comes again, they're just human beings. Seth also went on to state where this did stem from too, and it comes down to an Instagram comment that Matt Riddle left on Becky Lynch's Instagram or something to that effect. When you do look into this, one, it kind of feels like this is body shaming. So you're like, well, why the hell are you doing that from the first place? It's 2022 and we should be past that. But also two, who the flub is body shaming Becky Lynch? I mean, that is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, Rollins was so diplomatic, he even said, look, I get why he did speak out in favor of his partner, because, you know, it's his wife after all. But there is an option two to this. Just zip your mouth and don't say anything. So it's hard to argue with that, and Rollins actually went on to point out that he never wanted to work with Matt Riddle, but hey-ho, it is wrestling, you never say never, and in 2022, that's just where we've arrived. And the reason for that is because he's a pro, and if he's asked to do something, he will do it as professional as he can do. And given that we have got to this point, I think that Seth Rollins just needs a massive round of applause, because he does not get the credit for how good he has been recently. I mean, the dude has quite literally, not literally, been on fire ever since basically 2019, when we had that Hell in a Cell debacle. But actually, you know the deal, and I know the deal, that wasn't even his fault. It certainly didn't affect what they were able to do in the ring, because they had one hell of a match at Clash at the Castle. And while I wouldn't be surprised if we do a round two eventually, I've also got that sneaky finger feeling, it's got all spooky fingers there, that Seth may be going after Roman Reigns. I would like to see that very much. And just to be that guy, I think Rollins should beat him. As our tribal chief has come up as well, do not forget, he too had beef with Riddle, because from nowhere, in an interview or something like that, Matt was all like, oh man, I could beat him up. He ain't that great, and he's not the only person drawing ratings for this company. I remember the time looking around being like, where did that come from? I mean, this is the world of wrestling, and even I know, a stupid, bald idiot, that is not a good idea. So of course, when Roman heard about this, he wasn't happy, and yet Riddle does have a track record, as Seth has already pointed out, because he did actually say, screw you, Goldberg, I don't think you were very good in the ring, and then said to Brock Lesnar, of all people, well, someone's got to retire you, it should be me. And then he was totally baffled when Bill and Brock turned around and was like, listen, you blonde-haired goober, I don't want to work with you anymore. Though I will say this, I'm pretty sure that Billy Boy still has some matches on his contract. Do you know how much I need to see Goldberg versus Matt Riddle? They're probably going to start shooting. Otherwise, though, let's look at this at how it is and not make mountains into molehills, because it has been going on since the dawn of time. I mean, you had everything between Booker T and Batista. Apparently, Melina and Candice Michelle didn't like each other. Bret Hart and Ric Flair had some words at some point. Randy Orton basically had Kennedy fired from the company. And that there, John Cena, he definitely did not like Alex Riley. He then had CM Punk and Jeff Hardy falling out. Roddy Piper and Mr. T definitely didn't trust each other. The Ultimate Warrior basically hated everyone. Vince McMahon fell out with Hulk Hogan, who was his boss at the time, the other way around. And so did Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, he got so mad at WWE and so mad at Vince McMahon, he went, see ya, not coming to Raw, I'm leaving. And speaking of that, CM Punk, Triple H, what did I tell you? I could do this till the end of my life, but I don't want to because it's not a good use of it. I mean, even back in the mid-2000s, we had that crazy fracas between Matt Hardy and Edge. And when you compare that to everything that Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle have been through, that is nothing. Because if you don't know, Matt Hardy was dating Lita. They were an item. Then Matt Hardy got injured, so had to go home. So Edge, Matt Hardy's best friend and Lita, started traveling the roads together where they basically fell in love or whatever, and they had an affair. Matt Hardy freaked out on the internet, as you would do. I would have done the same. Then he got fired. Just sit down and let that work its way through your brain. And look, what Matt Riddle did on Instagram, he shouldn't have done it, was really, really bad. When you compare the two, it is night and day. So it is one of those things that you do need to store up in your noggin, because there'll be loads of these that we don't know about, because all that matters and all that we should care about is that when they do step in the squared circle and it's time to do business, they do that as best as they can. Because of course I do understand how awesome all this backstage craziness is, because you're like, man, can't believe what's happening there. But that only lasts so long. Eventually it does wear you out. It comes down to matches, it comes down to angles, it comes down to storylines, and it comes down to promos. As long as no kerfuffling is affecting that, I think we're going to be all right. Still though, what a week, eh? I'm so tired and so exhausted for it all. I mean, it got so out of whack, even the Queen passed away, and I don't think anybody had that on their 2022 bingo card. So what I think we should do is that we should all just take a few days, we should rest, we should reset, and then come back on Monday when we're ready to start all over again. Because never forget, my friends, my pals, my buddies, wrestling never ever stops. It just goes on forever as I stare off into the abyss. Meaning, I mean, I'll probably be fired before then, but there is a chance I could get to 65 years old and I'm still making these videos. But actually, now I think about it, if that does happen, I would be a lucky, lucky guy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.